For answer, he picked up the liquor and hurled it across the room. It smashed against a wall, creating a spectacular, expensive splash stain on the plaster there. Kate sighed.
That's not the only bottle in the world. I'll do it eventually. I'd rather die than let them screw with my brain.
There must be another way. I'll go back to Hiram and tell him...
Tell him what? That if he doesn't fess up, I'm going to destroy myself? He'll laugh at you, Bobby. He wants me destroyed, one way or the other.
He paced the room, growing desperate.
Then let's get out of here, she sighed.
They can watch us leave this room, follow us anywhere. We could go to the moon and never be free.
The voice seemed to come out of thin air.
If you believe that, you may as well give up now.
Kate gasped. Bobby jumped and whirled. It had been the voice of a woman. Or a girl. A familiar voice. But the room seemed empty. Bobby said slowly,
Mary?
Bobby saw her face first, floating in the air, as she began to peel back a hood. Then, as she started to move against the background, the perfection of her smart shroud concealment began to break down, and he could make out her outline. A shadowed limb here, a vague, discolored blur where her torso must be, the whole overlaid by an odd, eye-deceiving fisheye effect, like the earliest worm cam images. He noted, absently, that she seemed clean, healthy, even well-fed.
How did she get in here?
She grinned.
If you come with me, Kate, I'll show you.
Kate said slowly.
Come with you. Where?
And why? Bobby asked.
Why is obvious, Bobby?
Mary said, an echo of her adolescent prickle returning.
Because, as Kate keeps saying, if she doesn't get out of here, the man is going to stir her brains with a spoon.
Bobby said reasonably, Wherever she goes, she can be traced.
Right, Mary said heavily. The worm cam. But you haven't been able to trace me since I left home 3 months ago. You didn't see me coming. You didn't know I was in the apartment until I revealed myself. Look, the worm cam is a terrific tool, but it isn't a magic wand. People are paralyzed by it. They've stopped thinking. Even if Santa Claus can see you, what is he going to do? By the time he arrives, you can be long gone.
Bobby frowned.
Santa Claus?
Kate said slowly.
Santa can see you all the time. On Christmas Eve, he can look back over the whole year and see if you've been naughty or nice.
Mary grinned.
Santa must have had the first worm cam of all, right? Merry Christmas. I always thought it was a sinister myth, Kate said. But you can only keep away from Santa if you can see him coming.
Mary smiled.
That's easy.
She raised her arm, pulled back her smart shroud sleeve, and revealed what looked like a fat wristwatch. It was compact, scuffed, and had the look of something out of a home workshop. The instrument's face was a miniature soft screen. It showed views of the corridor outside, the street, the elevators, what must be neighboring apartments.
All empty, murmured Mary. Maybe some goon somewhere is listening to everything we say. Who cares? By the time he gets here, we'll be gone. That's a worm cam, Kate said. On her wrist. Some kind of pirate design.
I can't believe it, said Bobby. Compared to the giant accelerators in the wormworks.
And, said Mary, Alexander Graham Bell probably never thought a telephone could be made without a cable, and so small it could be implanted in your wrist.
Kate's eyes narrowed.
A Casimir injector could never be miniaturized that far. This has to be squeezed vacuum technology, the stuff David was working on, Bobby.
If it is, Bobby said heavily, how did the technology development leak out of the wormworks?
He eyed Mary.
Does your mother know where you are?
Typical, Mary snapped. A couple of minutes ago, Kate was about to kill herself, and now you're accusing me of industrial espionage and worrying about my relationship with my mother?
My God, Kate said.
What kind of world is it going to be where every damn kid wears a worm cam on her wrist? I'll tell you a secret, Mary said. We already do. The details are on the Internet. There are home workshops churning them out all over the planet.
She grinned.
The gin is out of the bottle. Look, I'm here to help you. There are no guarantees. Santa Claus isn't all-powerful, but he has made it harder to hide. All I'm offering you is a chance.
She stared at Kate.
That's better than what you're facing now, isn't it?
Kate said,
Why do you want to help me?
Mary looked embarrassed.
Because your family...